Can trust the BBC. Everybody thinks we can trust BBC? Both the TV and cinema are anti-Christian. And if we take the example of the BBC, and as I said, most people you think you can rely on the BBC to uphold Christian values, Don McLean, a former Radio 2 religious programmer host, said that you don't see any programs on Anglicism that don't talk about homosexual clergy. You don't see anything on Roman Catholicism that doesn't talk about paedophiles. They seem to take the negative angle every time. They don't do that if they're doing programs on Islam. Programs on Islam are always supportive. This is the BBC we're talking about. And to cop it all, the BBC has appointed a Muslim executive to be in charge of religious television programming after attracting criticism. The job should have gone to a Christian. And that's from the Times in February 2017. And according to a survey of BBC viewers conducted by the corporation itself, the BBC is regarded as anti-Christian. Now, what we're saying about the BBC, we can say about ITV, we can say about Sky, we can say about the cinema. And soaps tend to use stereotypes. Christians are always portrayed as mad fundamentalists. And BBC programmes, even on when they're dealing with Christian topics, undermine our Christian theology. Yeah. Life on Earth promotes evolution. Yeah. Bible Secrets. Every miracle and every event is known to be a natural event, removing God from the program. And if you look at the rise of the continents, then again we have evolution being portrayed as to the beginning of the earth millions of years old. So we can't trust anybody, and out of all, perhaps BBC is the one we were chosen. Mm-hmm. We can't trust anybody. There's an underlying problem in here. The thing about TV and about films is that when you start watching them, they can be hypnotic. You can't put it down. Neil Sanders is considered to be an expert on the subject of mind control. He holds an MA in film studies. He studies psychology and media production for his BA honours and is a qualified hypnotherapist. He has appeared on television and radio in Europe and the USA. He is the author of Your Thoughts Are Not Your Own. And this is what he actually says about TV. When you watch TV, you go into an alpha state brainwave pattern, which is technically a hypnotic trance. The brain activity slows and the subconscious, which has no critical analysis, is spoken to directly. So in other words, it bypasses our reasoning, goes straight into the back of our brain. This is a one-way conversation with the part of your brain that stores learned behavior by appealing to naturally occurring manifestations of herd mentality and group think. Large numbers of people can have their opinions and actions dictated. The larger the group, the harder it is for an individual to stand opposed to their ethos. Therefore, the larger a group, the more easily they are coerced into a specific action or mind frame. And that's from this man who studied psychology and hypnotism. So in short, he's saying that when you are watching TV, you're going to go into a hypnotic state. You're going to find it hard to switch off. And if you're in the cinema, then especially worse, because you have a group feeling togetherness as you begin to watch. And it becomes very, very difficult to go against the majority when you're in that situation. He was an early field. He devised and developed many techniques for influencing public opinion. Well, before television became the norm in the home, this is what he stated. He came before television, but this still applies. The American motion picture is the greatest unconscious carrier of propaganda in the world today. Well, we could add TV to this, but TV wasn't there at this time. It is a great distributor for ideas and opinions. The motion picture can standardize the ideas and habits of a nation. Because pictures are made to meet market demands, they reflect emphasize and even exaggerate broad popular tendencies rather than stimulate new ideas and opinions. So what we read here is that television and films, they are the greatest unconscious carrier of propaganda in the world today. And you look at the advertising industry, they spend billions of pounds on advertising because they know that they can use this medium and the celebrities that they have portrayed to sell products. And rather than just selling soap and consumables, the founder of the Church of Satan recognized the satanic influence in this media. So this is the background to what we need to think about as we're studying this morning, this afternoon. So look at the occult and the New Age. They're almost interchangeable. Now there's nothing wrong with Walt Disney. We can't have anything wrong with Walt Disney. Walt Disney, the provider of all the children's cartoons. And very child-orientated, two good places for you to go on holiday, so they keep telling us. But let us remember when we spoke before, remember what Hitler said. He said, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future." So Walt Disney is for the youth, mostly. And the promoting of occultism to children started with Disney. Disney's earliest movie, Snow White, in 1937, used magic as a major theme in the storyline. This theme of good and bad magic continues as a theme in a majority of Disney's cartoons, in addition to the supernatural portrayal of talking animals. Disney makes magic attractive to its target audience, which is the children, of course, ranging in age from toddlers to teens. In fact, Disney's tagline is the Magic Kingdom, and both good and bad magic uses the same sources of power. Have you thought about that? There's only one force of power, and both types of magic use the same power. And how is it used? It is used under the control of the user, for good or for bad. Now what is magic? Because you'll say to me, there's nothing wrong with seeing Cinderella and all these with the magic and wand and the good fairy godmother and the evil mother. But what is magic? Well, it goes again to the people who know. Magic, spelt with I-C-K, I know, is the science and art of causing change to occur in conformity with will. So you use it for you. And it says magic is a science that differs from the so-called positive sciences due to the psychic and spiritual factors which it implies just as well for the object as for the subject of the operative act. Magic is never either white or black, but it can be benefit or malefic according to the purpose for which one makes use of. Magic is a weapon, and like all weapons, one can make use of it for good or ill of oneself or another. But because it is powerful and is obviously dangerous in unskilled hands. So magic is used by the person for their benefit, their own benefit, selfish act. Magic may be defined as the process of projecting psychic energy, occultism, into physical reality, where it can then take shape as a spirit, occultism. The high spirits, such as angels, derive their super consciousness, the oversoul in which their mind exists as a part, whereas the lower spirits, such as demons, derive their subconsciousness, the repressive fears and traumatic experiences of the practitioner. So if you are happy, you have angels. If you are nervous, worried, in a dismal state, you get the demons. So magic can be used to change a situation, and if you can change a situation using magic, why do you need God? Why do you need God? Because you are in control. and you can change everything. So the subtle message also infers that all the miracles by Jesus were in fact from magic, and anybody could do them. And the Bible speaks very strongly against witchcraft and magic. And even though Disney's become very popular with Christians, it never promotes a Christian worldview. In fact, it produces a New Age worldview. And look at what the Bible has said about magic and people who use it. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And in Acts, also many of those who became believers confessed and disclosed their practices. A number of those who practiced magic collected their books and burned them publicly. When the value of these books was calculated, it was found to come to 50,000 silver coins. And in Revelation, it says, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the fornicators, the sorcerers, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulphur, which is the second death. Now, if you have any doubts about Walt Disney, then consider his theme tune. And people sing this and listen to it without thinking about the words. I've said this to you before. Think about the words. So let's have a look at his theme tune. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no quest is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do. Fate is kind, she brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Now, as Adventists, I should need to explain this to you, but who or what is the star that's granting the wishes? What did Luke tell us? He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And Isaiah tells us how you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to earth, you who once laid low the nations. So when we hear this song, is all about asking Satan to grant your wishes. Is that true? True or false? It's true. You're wishing upon a star. And notice, you do nothing. All you've got to do is wish, and it will, all your heart dreams will be fulfilled. You do nothing. Satan does it all. So is Disney good or bad? I leave it to you to consider. Harry Potter. He had to come up, yes. I heard the groan at the back there. If you actually, Harry Potter is interesting in one respect. If you actually look at where the inspiration for the Harry Potter books come from, then it will tell you a little bit about the book itself. In 1990, Rowling, the author, was on a train between Manchester and London. And during a 4-hour delay, she saw Harry very, very clearly in her mind. His visible image actually popped into her thoughts from out of nowhere as a fully formed individual. By the time she reached her destination, she had come up with the idea for a character who she named Harry Potter. Rowling stated in an interview, "The character of Harry just strolled into my head. I really did feel he was someone who walked up and introduced himself to me in my mind's eye." According to her account, Harry just stood there looking very much like he does now on the cover of her books, complete with black hair and spectacles. She somehow perceived that he was a wizard, and he did not know he was a wizard. Before long, she was writing about a young boy who did not know he had magical powers. Rowling studied mythology and witchcraft in order to make her books more accurate. And in a 1999 interview, this is what she said. "I do a certain amount of research, and folklore is quite important in books. So where I'm mentioning a creature or a spell that people used to believe genuinely worked, of course it didn't. then I will find out exactly what the words were, and I will find out exactly what the characteristics of that creature or ghost was supposed to be. So the occult and mythology that Rowling has included as part of her Harry's daily life are not merely historical. And they play a significant part in the occult and paganism and witchcraft today, even today. And most of the occult connections are hidden in people's names. If you go into the names of some of her characters, you will find that they are often demons or wicked angels or witches, but she's hidden them in there because people do not know. And notice that the control, as in Disney films, in her film, in her books and in her film that was made from it, is with the person. They decide which is right and which is wrong. Same power as used by the wicked in the film, and say as in for good or for bad. And again, we find that with Harry Potter, there is no need to have God, because we have the power within ourselves. Now, I'm using these as examples because I can't go through every film. We'll be here for the rest of our lives. All right? So I'm just taking examples to explain to you that you have to look behind the scenes. As I was saying today about events in the world, you've got to look behind what is being shown to you to be able to see. And one of the most well-known films that's going to go on forever, so I've heard, is, of course, Star Wars. And it's interesting to know who owns Star Wars. Who owns Star Wars?
Disney.
Sorry? Disney. I can't hear you. I'm a bit deaf. It's Walt Disney, yeah. Mm-hmm. Walt Disney owns Star Wars. And that doesn't surprise us, because Star Wars is not just a story. It is, in fact, a religion and a belief system. And even the believers have conferences worldwide, and the people who worship on this idea actually dress up for the part. And Dr. Giesler and Dr. Howe stated the following in regards to the Force. You know, in Star Wars, for those who have not seen the film or not heard about it, there is the Force. The Force be with you is one of the statements they often say. So these two experts, they actually tell us something regarding the Force, and which is, as I said, the major theme of Star Wars. And this is what they say. We say that the Force best fits a conceptual model of God that is mostly pantheistic. Now, just for our young people, the word pantheism means that God is in everything. So when you eat your dinner, you're eating God. When you're walking in the forest, on the grass, you're walking on God. So God's in everything, in you, in everything that's living. God is in there. So the Force, that which is wrong, of course, God is not in everything. God is a being and he's in heaven. So the Force says that God is in everything, in which all that is real is part of God. Because many of the truth claims about the Force fit the pantheistic model well. One clear example of this can be heard when Obi-Wan explained that the Force is an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, penetrates us, it binds the galaxies together. This fits the pantheistic and models of God well. But we also recognize that George Lucas and his saga are highly synchronistic, and not every claim about the Force fits one single model. Other philosophies claim that the Force in Star Wars seems to have been influenced by elements from Zoroastrian and a whole load there. I'm not going to read every one. With some exceptions, many of these elements fit very naturally with pantheism. All occult or idol worship religions being blended into the Star Wars Force. The religion created for the plot in the movie has become an actual religion, and it is called Jedi. But it is a new age religion. The Daily Telegraph tells us that there are nearly 200,000 Jedi Knights in England and Wales. The Force is belief, and according to New Ages, the Force is revealed during significant times of world's history. Again, the Force can be used for both good and evil, and is controlled by the person who controls the Force. So the message again tells us that there is no need for any saviours, because we have saviours who have power to defeat evil on our behalf, so we have no need for Jesus, even though he defeated Satan at the cross. Now, magic is abundant in adult and children's programs, and they all contain the same propaganda: no need for God. Now, I can't go through every TV program, but I'm going to take some of the more popular ones and we'll just quickly mention them rather than go through them all. Buffy fights vampires and monsters, actually having an affair with a vampire, which of course she would have been destroyed in Old Testament times for that. And the vampires themselves come over not only to suck people's blood, but they're also very sexy creatures. Sabrina. She's a very young magician, and she in fact has an approximate viewing of 8 million households each week. So she's very popular. And she's actually being trained by a warlock. And the warlock is in the form of a cat. Then we have Charmed. They've got three young ladies in this, and they found out suddenly that they had magical powers. Prue is one of them, who could move objects. Piper has the ability to freeze time, and Phoebe can foretell the future. And they go around again destroying evil warlocks and serial killers, but there's the hidden message as well, apart from the magic and all the other things. They are involved with demons, sexually involved with demons and ghosts. And one demon in the series itself married a man in order to create a demon offspring. Then we have the X-Files. Well, not a lot to say about them, except they spend all their time chasing after occult things and flying saucers. Nickelodeon. Now, Nickelodeon is a set of films. It's not just one on its own. But notice, we all know what those are. That's the Eye of Horus. Horus is shown either by that or by that. And also, if you look, we have the triangle, the pyramid. So this group of films has got to be a cult, because the people who are running it are occultists. They do not make any pretense as to what they actually are. And then we come to Dexter. This man is a detective by day, and by night he goes around for a thirst for the blood of other killers. Supernatural, the word itself should tell you. Two brothers find that they are hunters of evil, and they fight demons and monsters and gods as well that come to earth. And the worst one out of the lot is Lucifer on the bottom right there. And he's actually supposed to be Satan, as he lives in Los Angeles, and he tries to solve murders. Satan trying to solve murders, yes, it's a bit ludicrous, and uses his power to start helping people. The aim of the program, of course, is to get us to feel sympathetic towards Satan. He's not really a bad guy. He's had a lot of bad publicity. But if we go to some others, look at Scooby-Doo. Very popular with the young people. Not many people know, and I'm not going to explain what it means, but the word Scooby-Doo is actually a homosexual act, which is very, very revolting. And in this program, we have Shaggy, who is a junkie, Thelma, who is a feminist, and Fred, who is the typical type, typical homosexual bound. And these go around looking for ghosts. Now we, you know, people say, well, what's wrong with going for ghosts? Ghosts do not exist. And if they're demons, they're Satan's. And how can you use Satan's magic against Satan? What did Christ say if when he accused him of using Satan's magic? You know, if you're divided against yourself, it falls. Yeah. So Satan ain't going to defeat himself. Scooby-Doo. Then we go to Twin Peaks. That's been, I've seen the adverts on TV that it's on its way back again. And again here we have an FBI agent. And he's not of this world. He's of another world. And he's a shaman. In other words, another witch doctor in another name. And he goes around as a magician. Then we have the American Horror Story, another very popular one. And these are different characters, a different series of films, but it covers things like witchcraft, covens, freak shows, hotels, and various things, but all involving occultism. And Grimm, another one where we have a detective who fights supernatural forces. Millennium. Again, we have another FBI agent who's working with a group, to try and defeat a group called the Millennium Group. And they believe that they can read minds, this group. The one of the detectives believes he can read minds. Who can read minds? Only God. Satan can't read minds. No time he knows what you want to do is when you tell him. Out loud. So you keep your mouth shut. That's what I suggest. All right? Don't tell him the things that you don't want to do. And anybody who goes to have their fortune told, it's already been set. Oh yes, I'll do that for him, he says. Except you never get to meet the rich, dark, handsome man, ladies. Let me just warn you here. He's generally a lot shorter and more poorer. And then the last one I'm going to put up is Lost Girl. And here she is. Do you notice that all these girls in these are all very beautiful girls? The men don't look so good, but the girls are very beautiful. And in here we have Bo, and she goes away feeding on the energy of human beings. She sucks their energy out of them. So you can see that these are only just a few programs I've picked out from TV that are currently being shown. All of them are occult. All of them. All of them are showing that we do not need God. All of them are trying to make it seem that evil is good. And everything's trying to tell us that evil can be defeated by using evil for good. So we have to be very careful what we're watching. The LBT propaganda, and I never always get this one right. Does anybody know what that stands for? Lesbian? Thank you. I'm glad you said that because I forgot it. Very high profile, the man, I should remember it, shouldn't I? During his campaign for the Liberal Democrat leadership, Norman Lamb suggested there should be more LGBT characters in children's cartoons. Having more LGBT characters in cartoons is to normalise it, to make it ordinary and everyday. Yeah, we'll all vote for him. So we need to ask ourselves which audience is this indoctrination aimed at? Not just children, it's aimed at adults as well. And children and youth. Now one of the people that has done more for the gay community than any other celebrity is Ellen. And she has a talk show and she's on every week. And she's normalised on TV now. She's one of the first to really normalise it, homosexuality on television. So you can say that she is the one that began it all. Now there are obviously programmes on TV with gay people, and I'm not going to bother to go into those. And they always come over as lovable, jolly people, and very likeable people. They're not shown in any other way. And for example, the Big Bang Theory has got a gay young man in it, and he's the you know, the, he's right at the top of everything, isn't he? He's so happy and so laughing, and everybody loves him.
Yeah. He's married, I suppose.
Eh?
He's married to a guy.
Another one, yeah. And but I mean, there's no disguising that. The problem we have is when it is put into other programs, and it is then just put in as propaganda into our minds. The Fosters. Can't be anything wrong with the Fosters. But at the centre of the show are two mothers, around which everything else revolves. Two mothers together. The show doesn't shy away from showing the struggles they face as gay women. Orange is the New Black. Another programme that is very popular. It features lesbian and bisexual women of different colours and sizes. In the main, it presents a story. Have I done something wrong?
Colours and sizes.
Eh?
Sizes.
Sizes. What did I say?
But that's what you said.
Oh, sizes. Well, I'm only quoting the blurb that comes with the film. I don't have any. I've got nothing against people's sizes. Can I just say that? Being short myself, I feel for you. In the main, it presents the story of a transgender Sophia Bursett. Grey's Anatomy. That's on again, I gather, just come back into circulation. And this has given more screen time to Cali and Arizona, two women, than any other network has ever given its LGBT characters. They are shown enjoying the same lovey-dovey affections as the straight couples in the show. They suffer the same hardships, the same as the straight couples do, meaning their relationship is normal, just like you and I. Orphan Black. Now, that perhaps many of you may not have known that one, but again, very popular. And the central characters are lesbians Delphine and Sarah. And Sarah's gay brother, who they are supposed to be the most, according to the blurb, the most lovable characters in the show. And then Scandal, the last of my pick of this little group. The White House Chief of Staff, James, is a gay man romantically involved with another man called Cyrus. Now, these are adult programmes watched by young people. And instead of switching them off, we think, we'll let that bit go past. I'll turn the sound down. Turn the sound down. Or go make a cup of tea while you're doing it. And then I'll come back and watch the rest. No, switch it off. But this is not the worst. The worst is, what are they doing to our children? The Simpsons. Smithers, who's one of those there, his sexuality has been long been the show's worst kept secret. In a 2002 episode, Jaws Wired Shut, he rides a float called Staying in the Closet during Springfield's annual Gay Guide Parade. And we can see what is seen on a child's counter. We laugh, but if you're 5 years of age and you're watching this, two men kissing, oh, SpongeBob and SquarePants. This is one of the biggest favourites of the children. In 2012, Ukraine's National Expert Commission for Protecting Public Morality advised banning SpongeBob and SquarePants on the grounds of its promotion of homosexuality. These two are supposed to be same sex. I can't figure out whether they're male or female, but they're supposed to be the same. And they're very together, very together. And the evidence for this is that they continually hold hands with each other. And Patrick, and then he receives boating lessons from a teacher named Mrs. Puff. Now, I hope people don't know what Mrs. Puff means.
No.
Oh, good. That means that you're not in the wrong place here. It's gay for slang. Mrs. Gay.
What is it?
It's for gay. Puff is gay. Homosexual. Oh yes, we have lots of words on TV and phrases, and they have all got hidden meaning. This one is a game coming out. It's called The Legend of Korra. It's found on Nickelodeon, which is one of the ones I showed you a few months ago. And Korra has a romance throughout the show with her friend Asami. And Asami, of course, is a girl. In the final episode of the show, it ends with a pair holding hands, but one of the co-creators confirmed that their relationship was not platonic. They were supposed to have actually ended with a big embrace, but they chickened out right at the last moment. And then we come back to Disney. We have to keep coming back to Disney, don't we? Because Disney controls our children. You want, oh, the children are a bit of a nuisance, put them in front of the TV. Watch Disney. Now, you can't see that too clearly. Can you see that? It is actually two women kissing, two men kissing, and you just off the side there, is another two men kissing. Just kissing. This is called Stars versus the Forces of Evil. And this is the first cartoon by Disney to include gay kissing. And several couples throughout the series are shown to be kissing in the latest episode. And it's geared towards children and adolescents. And it airs on the Disney Channel, which many parents have got, and digital cable television. And the scene took place at a boy band concert where several concert goers, including gay and lesbian couples, kiss while the band sings the song Best Friends. I think they should have sung better than Best Friends. And the gay message is that same-sex relationships are normal. And you remember what I spoke about this morning? Why Satan is attacking us. Now, I can't cover every film, but I've given you a view of what you should be looking for. And so therefore, when you look at a film, you've got to follow the Bible's advice. The Bible is our protection. In Thessalonians it says, but test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Can I just say to you that if you watch ghosts and demons on your TV, you could be inviting them into your home.
Yeah.
Don't think they just stay on the TV, because they're in your room as soon as you switch it on. That's their program. You could be inviting them in. And we don't want our children subjected to that. Romans. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Philippians. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So, my last thought is, when you find a program and you've started to watch it and it does not conform to Christian standards, switch it off. Switch it off. Protect your mind, protect your home, but especially protect your children. May God give us wisdom as we view. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.